To Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
Auto Trader Alerts will let you know when the price drops on a car that you've been searching for. Sign up for text alerts at autotrader.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is yours too.
I don't know why, but
life can be
up until
so
about an hour ago, I thought it was Friday. I didn't plan anything for today.
I used to
eternal clock is all screwed up.
In the shade
with those blues.
You know, a lot of people think that's me singing.
No, they don't.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't look now, but there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Yeah. Talking to you, Dan.
Was that you?
That was no, that wasn't me.
Oh,
that was Mike. Talking to you, Mike Dorsey.
Oh.
You're the third wheel on a bicycle. Think of this show as a bike. You're the third wheel. One training wheel never did anybody any good. Unless you always fall to one side.
I did that with when I was a kid, when I was learning to ride with no training wheels. My dad took one training wheel off.
And what was the point of that?
I don't know.
Just to make it a little tougher.
A little
for
tougher,
you?
I think. Yeah.
Oh, maybe man. Your dad hated you and wanted you to get hurt.
He was rough.
I think he did.
Well, you got back at him that time we were on that trip, and you pushed him in front of that car.
That's right.
Tried to kill him. We all saw that.
He made his elbow pop out of his skin.
Dad tried to push his dad out in the traffic. Yeah. He got killed, and it didn't work. His dad tripped and fell, and his bone came out of his arm.
Yeah.
But we know you tried to kill him.
I remember, Dad. I remember that one training wheel.
Not that I can blame you. He tried to kill you on your bicycle. Boy, yeah, for those of you, and Peon, you're gonna do this. Teaching your son to ride a bike.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't describe it. I mean, nobody can describe that. What do you call it?
And then it's like, don't let go. And you're holding, you got your hand on the seat, on the back of the seat, and you're running with the bike.
But I found a better way. I put a belt around my son and my daughter's under their arms, just right under their arms. I put a belt and I held the belt because it's higher because I know I'm not in good shape, but even people in good shape will tell you when you're leaning forward, holding the seat of that bicycle,
yeah,
it tears your back up. It just is. It's an exhausting thing. So I should have patented this. I called it the training belt, but I put a belt around them, buckled it, and held onto the back of it.
But if you stop running, then they fall off the bike.
Well, what you do?
Yeah, you yank them right off the seat.
What you do is you keep running, but very gradually let go of the belt. Once they realize you've let go, oh, they fall.
Oh.
But it's that riding, and they don't know they're riding without you.
Yeah.
That's the fun part. But to get to that point, and isn't it strange how after you learn to ride a bike, you don't even think about balancing it. It's almost like it balances itself.
Oh, I know.
You just take off.
Yeah.
And you never think, hey, I'm balancing this thing that, you know, according to laws of physics, should fall over to the left or the right, but it's staying straight up. And you're unconsciously balancing. But, man, when you're trying to learn to do it, it seems impossible. Like you'll never get it. You'll never figure out, what am I supposed to be doing? I see other kids riding bikes. How come I can't ride this thing? And I don't know that training wheels, I think they're more of a bad idea than a good idea. They're weird. Do they even have them anymore?
I guess. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
And then remember it had the notches and you gradually raised the
yes.
train? Remember
that? Yeah, you could raise it to try and get the kid to balance a little bit.
Yeah, so then they had a little more leeway.
Now they have bikes where there are no pedals.
Oh,
so
that's
they can
right.
start just like their feet on the ground on either
yes.
side and kind of scoot along. And just to help them learn to balance first.
But see, I don't think that seems like a good idea at all, because your feet are always hanging off onto the ground. You're never going to fall. It's too. I don't know.
There's a little platform in the middle of the bike where you can rest both feet up there.
You're going to have your feet on the ground more if that's how you're pushing off. If that's your power, your feet are going to be on the ground a lot.
But how do you keep the bike going if you can't? You can never go uphill.
No.
It's just a training bike. I mean, it's just to get down the balance.
Like it. I think it sounds stupid.
The balance part.
I think the company that made it probably loves it, because then they probably make the bike that you progress to.
That's right. Then they sell you the one with pedals.
Yes.
So they get to sell two bikes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. Marketing genius. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoons, the 17th of February. And that means it's Entertainment Day. Colin Jeffrey is going to join us next hour, and I think we need to get to know Colin. I don't think anybody knows anything about Colin Jeffrey. In fact, I know they don't. In fact, I don't know anything about him. I know he works pretty hard, and I think he does a good job, and that's it. And those are things nobody cares about, you know? Nobody cares about that. You work hard, so what? I'm kidding, of course. So he'll be in here, and we start the show like this. It's called the Burke segment. It goes, does anybody have anything to say?
Uh-oh. Oh, I do. Sorry.
Now, Peon has the mic off there.
All right, Peon, you have the mic. You have the mic. Well, now, hang on.
No, I do, too. I was going to say I do, too, but
Well, then why, when I said, does anybody have anything to say?
You waited.
Silence.
You know what it is?
It's like a little kid in school, and once you heard Peon had something, oh, yeah, me, too.
Oh, I was going to let Peon jump in there because wanted to wait.
No, we're not buying. We're not buying.
He wanted to go last just to
so that his
the big spotlight.
The
final curtain.
That's exactly what it was. These musicians,
yes, Lord. They do. They want the curtain call.
They have to be on stage.
That's right. The encore.
Encore. Here's Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing I'd like to share, I saw this little factoid today. I thought I would. I had not heard this before. The movie E.T., they sent the script to the Mars candy executives, but they never saw it because Steven Spielberg wanted M&M's to be in the film.
I didn't know that.
And but
in what form? The
candy. You know, in E.T., the candy that
the creature loves M&M's? Liked,
yes.
Albeit phone home.
All right, the E.T. impression.
No, let's give. He wants applause. Let's give him applause.
But the people at Mars did not like the fact that the film right before that, 1941, was a huge flop. So they essentially said, "Nah, thanks, but no thanks." So then Steven Spielberg's son at the time was a huge fan of Reese's Pieces. So they talked to the Hershey's CEO. And then they signed a $1 million deal to promote E.T. with Reese's Pieces. And in the next few weeks after the movie came out, Reese's Pieces sales had tripled. Hershey's so a little want there to
you know what? I
the
love,
Mars executives.
I love want stories.
Yes.
Where somebody goes, nah, that's never going to go anywhere. And then they have to eat those words.
1941, that was the movie with John Belushi, right?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yes, and it was terrible.
It wasn't good.
No.
The next thing I have, I found this list I would also like to share. This is a list of unique things that Google can do that a lot of them I didn't know that Google could do before this. The first one, if you're trying to figure out if you're in a strict diet, like most of us in the room are, always counting calories, grams of fat and everything, you can go to Google and just, like for example here, put in cheeseburger versus spaghetti, VS, you know, cheeseburger VS spaghetti.
Right.
And then Google will bring up both nutrition facts for both things, just the whole list of calories, carbohydrates, fat, protein, things like that. Just
My wife would do that.
Yes. The next thing you can do in Google, if you need a stopwatch or a timer, just go to the Google bar and put set timer to 11 minutes, 10 seconds. And it'll start right as soon as you hit enter. And then,
Phones have a timer built in?
I think most of them do, yeah, through a clock. But if you're at your desk and you need a timer or something with if you're on the computer and you're cooking, cooking dinner, things like that. The next one, it'll give you sunrise for anywhere you are, anywhere you want to check, like the time of, you know, you just put sunrise
official
in
sunrise
London,
and, sunset,
and it'll
yeah.
tell you the official time. Any city forecast, you just put in, like, Houston forecast, and then up comes the, you know, 10-day forecast in current conditions and everything.
Instead of a bunch of sites coming up?
Right.
You're telling
just
me that if I Google...
Underneath that, it'll have the sites, but at the very top, in a
okay.
big block, it'll have the 10-day forecast. And, yeah, so next one, a tip calculator. You can go to Google and just put in tip calculator and put it, and it'll give you a spot for the total bill or percentage you want to tip.
Well, I do not understand. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody, but I don't understand people that need a computer to figure out a tip.
You've never seen that? I mean, I don't.
No, I've seen it.
Yes.
But I don't get it.
A lot of people cannot do percentages.
All right, let's do that. We did this before. Let's do this again for
right.
people. Let's
share.
Let's say, and instead of working with pennies, you know, let's say the bill was $48.60. 61 cents. Why don't you do this? Round it to the next dollar. So let's say that would be $42. Now, if you can't figure out 10% of $42, you need to go back to the third grade. It's $4.20. Now, 15% would be half of that, which would be $2.10. Add the two together. Boom, $6.30. There's your tip.
Wow.
Just take, I'm serious. I don't know why that's so hard.
I've seen
take
10%
of the next dollar rounded off, which just means move the decimal. And then
some
half of that is the other 5%.
Though. I've seen that. Some people just, you try to explain it to them, and they just struggle with that for some reason.
I've seen people in a restaurant get a calculator and, no offense, but it's usually a group of chicks together. And when they figure out,
the
if it says that 15% of that tab is, let's say $5.82, that's what they'll leave. Not six. Oh, my goodness. Don't leave $6. Leave five. Wow. I don't get it.
Okay.
What else does
The next one Google can do is any flight status. If you put in like flight 111 from U.S. Airways, it'll give you it'll tell you what if it's on time.
Really,
if it's
instead of going through all that, go to the site, the airline
yes,
site, and all that
right
crap.
Right in the Google bar.
Wow.
There.
You know what? I want to go. You know, while you're talking, I'm just gonna check this out. This is good information.
Yeah.
So let's just see on my computer over here on my side. I'll just put weather. You have to put forecast.
Just put yeah. St. Louis forecast.
Weather forecast.
No, just forecast. Just the city and forecast, and that's all you need.
Okay, so St. Louis forecast. And his. Oh, my goodness. You know what? There it is.
How about that?
What the heck? 31 degrees. Precipitation 20%. Humidity 76. Wind at 5. And it's current. Oh, no. Down below it, you got the forecast.
The 10-day forecast, yeah.
Now, they're saying
there.
Low tonight of 12, low tomorrow night, -1.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? When I think of Google, I'm glad you did this, because when I think of Google, I think what's going to come up is a list of sites I have to go to and then kind of find what I'm looking for. I never really realized that before
they do all this
all that,
stuff themselves now, yeah.
Great.
Here's a fun one just to test out if you want to put it. If you just put tilt.
You mean in the search bar?
In the Google search bar.
I'm doing it right now. T-I-L-T. Okay. Just hit search?
Yes. Just hit the screen. The screen just tilts
a
little.
Oh, that's unbelievable. How did you figure this out?
This is a list I found.
All right, folks, what happened here is when I hit, I typed in tilt and I hit the magnifying glass for search. My screen is tilted.
Yes.
It's like it's not level. It's the image is not. And it's unbelievable.
Now, how do you get out of that then?
Well, just once you
like
search
you
for something
Google.
Else, it'll be gone. And then another fun one, if you put do a barrel roll.
Okay, hang on. Do a B-A-R-R-E-L. Barrel is a word I always have trouble spelling. It's two R's and one L.
Yes.
Roll. And then hit the thing. Boom. No. It's then it goes to doabarrelroll.com.
No, it should just be if you do it right, if you put do a barrel roll, the screen should just do a like a barrel roll that a plane does.
Maybe it's because one of my letters was uppercase. Hang on, do a barrel roll and hit the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
No.
No,
that one didn't work. Oh. That one didn't work.
The next one I have any episodes of your show you like watching, Breaking Bad's not anymore, Better Call Saul or any of the new ones, you just put Better Call Saul episodes in and it'll tell you every upcoming episode that's coming on, what time and date and everything. Let's see. The same with movies. If you want to find a release date, just put in the name of the movie and then release date in and it'll tell you right at the top there. Let's see. Conversions, we've talked before. If you want to convert anything, from the metric system to the real system that everybody that's smart uses here in the United States. But if you just put it in 172 inches to meters, it'll do that right at the top of the screen for you.
And I might add, there's a great app, and it's free, and I use it all the time. Because Peon and I, he'll say, hey, you see this story? And it'll go, a man drank 8 liters of...
Anything from England.
I can app on my phone, and it converts everything. So that's a good thing to have. But Google does it, too.
Yes. A couple more here. Translations. It can translate anything for you. If you just put English to Japanese in the search bar, it'll give you two boxes where you put in the English word and it'll translate into, Spanish, German, whatever you want to do.
Now, it's interesting you just said English to Japanese, which is something I would never put in there. I've never once tried.
No. Well, that was the example they have on the list here, and it's funny because, it's just a bunch of symbols. you wouldn't know how to... it does. Underneath, though, it has the symbols, and then underneath it has the...
Phonetic
pronunciation.
Right here, I've got it. English to Japanese. Give me a word we want to know in Japanese.
Well, their example here is I love you. Oh, yeah, breast.
Breasts, okay. I'm a
huge breast.
Huge. All right, hang on here. Breasts. A-S-T-S. All right. Oh, my. It's got the little Japanese symbol, and it's pronounced Kyanyu.
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 Oh, nice.
So in Japanese, huge breast means Kyanyu, but what they left out is it should be Kyanyu let me feel those. Can you let me see those? Wow, that is incredible. Kyonyu. This is good stuff to know.
Yeah.
Now there's two an arrow and two more translations. Wow, it shows you that I don't mean to offend anybody, but that Japanese table legs lettering where it looks like a bunch of table legs upside down, and then it says there are two ways in Japanese to write huge breasts. Both of them look like a chicken walked in some ink and then on a piece of paper. But I don't want to be offensive, but to us, that's what Japanese looks like. But
I put huge boobs in, and this is different. So maybe boobs and breasts. I mean, huge breasts, you could be talking about chicken. You could be talking about anything there. Huge boobs is Kyodaina Opai.
You know what? This is something you need to know.
Yes.
You, especially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, now hang on. I'm going to see if I get the same thing.
The world traveler that I...
Huge boobs. Oh, and it'll speak it for you. Do you see that? It has
there's
speaker.
A microphone. Yeah, if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, you can just...
I just reversed it. And in Japanese, it's got it doesn't
oh,
have.
Oh yes,
right.
And then on the right
phone.
Side, it has huge T-I-T-S.
I have it on my phone.
It shows that
I
word.
Could say, how do you say huge boobs in Japanese? Let me see. How do you say huge boobs in Japanese?
You messed. You can't even do that right. You messed it up.
Oh man!
now, how do you hang on here? Do that again and don't mess up. Say,
okay.
How do you say huge boobs in Japanese?
Okay. How do you say huge boobs in Japanese? Okay.
Uh oh, that didn't sound right.
Oh,
What? You were doing it again.
Oh, hold on. She didn't come back and say anything.
I can't believe this is a radio show. Yeah,
I can't either.
How do you say huge boobs in Japanese?
It won't be for long.
Oh, my God.
Now, you did it the first time.
I know.
Let me try. I got Siri. Hang on. hang on. Let's see what Siri says. Hold on here. Let me get the... Okay, let's see. Oh, but I didn't know my new phone, I can have Siri be a male voice. Who'd want that?
Oh, really?
Oh, maybe a girl.
Okay, let's see here. Hold on. How do you say huge boobs in Japanese?
Let's see. Okay, I found this on the web for how do you say huge boobs in Japanese.
Well, say it, for goodness sake.
Does it print out? It gives me
a bunch of sites to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me try this again. Here. Say huge boobs in Japanese. Oh, it's not doing it. Oh, man.
Well, I don't know
why. You are the world's best producer, right?
You know what I can do?
The first time.
Here's what I can do, though. I have my Translate app, which I love. Now, watch this. Hold on. Because it has a speak. Now, watch this deal. Okay. So, English to, I want to change Spanish to, let's just, do we stay with Japanese?
Let's well, sure. Stay, I mean, I guess we should confirm it.
Give me another, Daina Obai. Okay, hang on here. All right. Japanese. Okay. English to Japanese. Now, I'm going to say, hold on. Huge boobs. Huge boobs. Huge boobs.
Oh, that's it. Kidai no apai. That confirms it.
Let me try one more. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to touch your huge boobs. What?
Oh,
that's a long time to ask for that. That's worth it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It has it here on too on Google. You can listen to the translation. Let's see if it's...
I feel like I'm getting a pedicure.
Let's try this. Hold on.
You lost everybody.
Right, hang on. Your sphincter. Hold on here. You're into something completely different now. Now let's see. Let's try something else. Okay, hold on. Here we go. No. I don't do no spitting.
That means the show sucks.
Somebody just tuned in and go, hey, have you heard the Big 550? They've gone all Japanese. I knew we had a Bosnian station, but they're Japanese now.
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
I got to try this. Let me try something here. Hold on. Watch this. How do you like my really big package?
How do you like my really big package? Oh, man.
This is fantastic. Yeah. Well, you know, this could be...
Oh, here you go. I got one.
Okay.
That says, did you know McGraw is on 11.2?
Is that what that really was saying?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Want to hear it again?
Yeah. That end sounded like sphincter.
No.
They're calling McGraw a sphincter. That's what it sounded like. Now, did you know McGraw's 11.2?
Yes, that was the one I typed
say,
in.
I didn't hear
it
her say.
Maguro. It translates to Maguro. Maguro.
Okay.
Maguro wa 11.2 de shitteita.
Maguro.
What? That's funny. Now, I don't know about you, but I get confused in the difference between you know, Japanese and Chinese. So let me try something. Oh, there are two choices on my translation app, Chinese simplified and Chinese traditional. I say we go traditional.
Oh, sure.
All right, let me try this. I would like to touch and squeeze your huge boobs.
So when you go in to order your Chinese food.
They're very similar, yeah. Aren't they?
Yeah. Yes. They sound similar.
If two people were conversing, and I wouldn't know, you know, which, you know, if somebody's speaking Spanish, and Italian is the same, but these, boy, they sound...
What about Russian, if you say...
Oh, that's a good one. Let's just hang on here. Let's get Russian in here.
Знаете ли вы, Макрон 11,2.
That's still the Dino McGraw song.
Hang on, here comes Russian. Put your hand on my big package.
Положите руку на мой большой пакет.
Okay. Whatever you say. And then one last time. I'm sorry, Russian's not as pretty.
Oh, no, German's. German's good.
Oh, German. Oh, that would be like a command.
Yeah.
You put your hand.
Wussten Sie, Macro auf 11,2.
What was that? What'd she say?
McGraw's on 11.2.
Yeah. let's try this on German here. Hey, who is this McGraw on channel 11.2?
Hi, wer ist dieser Macro auf Kanal 11,2?
Wow.
Was that German?
Yeah, and it prints it out. Hi, wer ist dieser McGraw auf Kanal 11.2? Oh, man, I'll tell you what, folks.
This is fun.
Where else are you going to get this kind of entertainment, this kind of knowledge?
I don't know.
Nowhere. Thank goodness, nowhere. We have to take a break. Come back. We'll take your calls. It is Wednesday. Colin will be here next hour. Till then, it's sort of all your... Oh, we'll finish the Burke segment when we come back. We weren't really finished. Let me do
that's
business.
Right, Dan.
Dan hasn't made his contribution yet. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, in any language, in any country... I would say universally, they say music is a universal language. You'll hear something else that's universal. If you can come up with a financial a plan, if you have a way that you've set up where you can save money and invest money and have that money grow, that's a good idea. I don't care what language you speak or what part of the world you're in. It's a good idea. The sooner you can do it, the better. But if you are 30, 40, 50, 60, and you still haven't really sought out any advice, it is not too late to do that. People are living, in some cases, too long, I think. I don't know that I want to be 100 years old, but people are living longer. And because of that, they run out of retirement money. Or they run out of the money they had for retirement before they can even retire because an emergency or something came up and they didn't have the funds. It is always a good idea to get advice from somebody else who's smarter about money than you are or than I am. You don't have to take it, but what does it hurt to seek it out, especially from a couple of people like these guys, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicholas for 25, 6, 7, somewhere in there, a lot of years. Well over two decades, and they are very, very well thought of within that industry. An industry that, how should I put this, has some people in it that are not very well thought of by the other people in it. And I guess that's true of any business. But what I would suggest is you go to their website and you set up a meeting, and they're going to ask you some questions, and you're going to ask them some questions, and they want to know what you're currently doing with that $25,000 or more that you have to invest. And then they will take a look at what you're doing, tell you what they think, and that's it. If you like what you hear, you have a second meeting. If you don't, you walk away, and it costs you an hour, maybe, or whatever. I will give you the website. Everything you need to know is there. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland. All right, Dan, about the only thing we've got is just a little slowdown on westbound 70 as you approach Highway K. They've cleared an earlier stall that was blocking the right lane. Everything else is just volume building. Westbound 40 at stretch Hampton through McCausland, southbound 270. It's just a bit off the pace, we'll call it, between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Club Fitness. Stop by Club Fitness today for free enrollment February. That's right. Get free enrollment, then just $10 a month. No contract. Get moving with free enrollment. Offer ends February 28th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. The next time you grab your toolbox, think of Jack John Arthur Johnson. He was the first African American heavyweight champion, then was charged with violating the Mann Act for dating and marrying white women and ended up in prison. While there in 1922, he invented a tool to help tighten loose fastening devices. He called it the wrench.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've heard about it over and over.
Now it's time to act.
Do what hundreds of KTRS listeners have already done.
Lose up to 30 pounds in just 23 days with the Fast Track program at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
The plan includes a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Bridget Frostfeld,
a medically prescribed appetite control plan that's tailored to your lifestyle,
and a success rate of over 90%.
It's time to turn your life around.
Lose that weight without overdoing it at the gym or starving yourself.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX right now at 618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
Most insurance plans are accepted.
And there's an affordable cash option too.
Call now for a free consultation.
Learn how easy it is to safely lose those unneeded inches in a hurry.
Call Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
618-219-1530.
That's 618-219-1530.
With approved health assessments, call for details. Limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers. At Granite Busters, they make it easy to say yes.
Right now until March 9th, it's the Granite Busters Why Wouldn't I Sale?
With no-nonsense bottom-line pricing, starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
And when you buy 50 or more square feet of granite countertops, you'll get the following three items absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, valued at $350, free.
A sink crate, valued at $100, free.
A complete plumbing hookup, valued at $250,
free.
That's $700 worth of extras,
absolutely free.
Stop in and check out over 125 different colors and styles and pick out the perfect slab for your kitchen at the Granite Busters Design Showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Call now to schedule an appointment at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit online at granitebusters.com.
The Why Wouldn't I sale is going on now
at Granite Busters.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000? I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812. 1-800-600-8812.
Is the price of a hearing aid keeping you from hearing as clearly as you'd like? That's understandable. A traditional hearing aid can cost you $5,000 or more. And worse yet, it's not covered by Medicare. Fortunately, now there's ListenClear, a life-changing breakthrough that's a fraction of the cost of traditional hearing aids. ListenClear is precisely designed by top audio engineers and is completely adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear everything wherever you are. And right now, you can try ListenClear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-400-3906. ListenClear is amazingly affordable, super lightweight, and practically invisible, so it's easy on your ear and your wallet. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-400-3906. That's 1-800-400-3906. 1-800-400-3906.
The Missouri Lottery presents a 28th annual Working Women's Survival Show, and we're dazzling with our diamond anniversary at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 20th through the 22nd. The race is on at the third annual 5K race with a new course along the scenic Missouri River through historic St. Charles. Get your glitter on to enter the most creative glitter costume. American Family Insurance will shuttle you all 3 days between the Convention Center and Ameristar every 15 minutes. Get tickets at all Deerbergs or at WWSSonline.com. The Working Women's Survival Show. It's the ultimate girls' day out.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the iconic cleaning formula known around the globe. Since being introduced to households and businesses over 35 years ago, the family of Simple Green products has grown. But one thing all of them share is my full commitment to their excellence. Simple Green. Try a Simple Green product today, and if you're not 100% satisfied, I'll refund your money. Visit us at simplegreen.com. Simple Green, Simple Green.
Hey, Peon.
Yes, sir?
I just sent you... A listener just sent me, and I just got a quick glimpse of it, some of the most incredible footage from inside an F-18 cockpit. And I've seen hundreds of these videos, people saying, ooh, look at... This is off an aircraft carrier, and I mean the picture quality. I don't know that I've ever seen 4K, but even on a computer, this is beyond belief. So if you look at it, real just a piece of it, if you like it, put it on our Facebook page, because okay. It's the kind of view that most of us never get to see. And they've got a camera right on this pilot as that aircraft carrier slingshots him off of the aircraft. I'm going to tell you, that's a lot of G-forces. But just the spectacular view when he's up in the air and does barrel rolls or whatever he's doing. So Facebook.com, he'll have it up there shortly, Facebook.com/AM and the PM for that or anything else you think you might want to take a look at. Now back to the Burke segment, and here, were you finished, Peon?
Yes.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Did you guys have a chance to see that show with Eugene Levy, the
S-C-H-I... No, I forgot about it.
Creek. Hilarious.
Is it called Up S-H's Creek? Or,
just regular.
S-H's Creek.
Just S-H's Creek.
It's S-C-H-I-T-T-S or something.
Yes, that's Creek. It. Yeah, S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
It should be good.
It is hilarious. I watched...
He's hilarious.
I watched an episode. The whole cast is funny. But I highly recommend that show.
Speaking of that, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Last night I did go and watch. I had recorded the red carpet part of the SNL 40th anniversary. Yeah. A message to Eddie Murphy. Get over yourself, okay? He was the same stick and unfunny, serious, I don't want to be funny guy on the red carpet thing that he was on the show when he walked out for 12 seconds or whatever. What is up with that guy?
I don't know.
Because all they talked about was how hilarious he was in the hot tub and that Mr. Robinson neighborhood and Gumby. It's almost like he doesn't want you mentioning any of that.
Yeah,
and that's
Gumby,
what made him famous, was being funny. What happens to these people?
I don't know with him. It's
what
like
a dork!
He lost his funny bone.
And he was in the Haunted Mansion, which was a good movie. It was a Disney movie.
He's just become a jerk, and so has Bill Murray, with rare exceptions. You can get Murray apparently to break down, and they said that everybody says Bill Murray is a jerk.
Really?
Yeah. Who was it that was just on TV? Who was I watching? And they. It was somebody famous, and they were talking about all the people they met at the after party for that SNL thing and what it was like to see Dan Aykroyd. And in mentioning, they said, then, of course, Bill Murray, who was his usual jerk self. But I've heard that before, that it's almost like Bill Murray doesn't want you to tell him how funny he was. Or still could be. I don't get that.
He wants
that.
To be a serious Shakespearean actor.
Be Bill Murray. Be What About Bob? Be Groundhog Day. Be Stripes. Be Caddyshack. Be that guy. That's what made us like you.
Be the lounge singer that sang Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
Where you folks from? You know, that stuff was hilarious. But I don't know what happens to these people. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And but I recommend that. the Creek Show. That's very, very funny. And then I want to say hi to a bunch of friends of mine. They're heading to Pittsburgh right now, and they are listening to us right now. I got a text and said they were all laughing about all of our translation stuff, and then they were sending me texts. But TR3 Band, which is Tim Reynolds and Mick Vaughn and Rob and Fluffy, they're all heading to Pittsburgh right now to play in Pittsburgh. So they were just here in St. Louis.
That's a good story.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks.
How do you know they're listening? Maybe they heard that crap we were doing and they decided we don't listen to this
anymore. Yeah, I
would. And then because of that, they missed your announcement just now.
I would have tuned away.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, this is,
that if I had heard Japanese, can I touch your big boobs, I would have said, that's offensive. I'm not listening to this.
No, they would not be offended by that.
Okay.
Hello, they actually enjoy something like that.
Hello to those guys. Yeah. Anything else?
No, that was it.
All right, we can close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have a chance to slide in here with anything. We have a few minutes to kill before the news comes up. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I'm going to beg again today for money, and I will start doing this periodically between now and as we get closer to May. If I don't have the money I need, I'm just going to start hammering away at it. This is the May 16th trivia night. Window World puts it on every year, and the money all goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I don't know how I'm going to get the money. I don't know what I have to offer you. We've done multiple Annie Guns dinners, and those have always gone well. If you want to call and bid to have dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns, that will be great. I got a text yesterday from Tom Sainert. As soon as I mentioned we could do Annie, he said, boom, I'm in. Just like that, he's in. I'm trying to give you an opportunity to mix it up and change it up and come up with something you want that you're willing to pay significant money for. Because, again, it all goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Now, I've told you I had a trip. I'm supposed to be in Chicago that weekend. I can cancel that and make other arrangements for enough money, and then I will go. I've never been to one of these trivia nights. I don't generally do trivia nights, but this is a good cause. I'll go. Peon and Angela and my wife and I will be there. That's half the table of eight. That leaves two other couples. What's that worth to you to go and sit with us that night at that table? What's it worth to go to dinner at Annie Guns? What's it worth to name it? Cut your grass? What do you want? What do you want to do? You got to have a riding mower, though. I don't want to have a heart attack or something. You might have a really big, huge yard and like a push mower or something. But think about it. Give it some thought. And then we're going to go to the phones one more time. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, how are you?
Hey, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
I just want to comment on that Saturday Night Live thing when Jerry Seinfeld was up there and taking questions or talking to the audience. John Goodman stand up and talk. Did you hear him at all? His voice was real slurred, and I know he quit drinking a few years ago, but do you know if anything's wrong with him? Or?
No, but it did seem strange to me, and it was almost as if, as in the same case with a couple of those guys, why did they even have them participate? Because it added nothing. And I like John Goodman, but I'm with you. I can tell you right now what he actually said. Something about he hosted or something, but it wasn't funny.
It was like, yeah, I hosted 15 times, but he was like almost like, I know he hasn't been drinking, or at least he says he hasn't, but I didn't know if he had any health problems because he's, you know, a St. Louis guy, but his voice was real slurred, like he'd almost had a stroke or something.
Yeah, I think he's okay. As far as I know, he's okay, but I'm with you. I did notice that. Do you agree with me about Eddie Murphy? I mean...
Yeah, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be great. Maybe he'll do, like, some of his stand-up stuff. And
no.
He like told the crowd to keep on clapping. Then he said, "Okay, thanks." And then it cut out and went to commercial. I thought, man, of all people to short him like that, unless that was his idea.
No, that was his idea. I guarantee you. You heard him say he hasn't even been back in that building for over 30 years. It's sort of like he was too good at some point to do that stuff anymore. So he didn't even come back for over 30 years. So
yeah, I thought the program was pretty good.
David, it was overall.
I thought, you know, when they brought him in for that Californian thing, I thought, well, that was weird. Some people didn't get enough screen time, I thought, that should, and some people got way too much.
Hey, speaking of Chevy, how about Chevy Chase? He was another guy who almost looked like, nah, he didn't want to be there. It's not that big a deal. I think Chevy Chase deep down regrets that he bailed after 1 year. I do. I think
yeah,
he would.
I mean, he had some good movies, but he flopped on his. He had that late night talk show. It was terrible.
But man, on this reunion thing, he was just a dud. He didn't bring anything to the party. He wasn't funny. He didn't say anything funny. They tried to be a little bit too serious.
I'm with you. I think some of the people that really should have really, you know, brought the house down, like some of the older comedians, really weren't all into it.
Yeah, but then there are people who always are, like Martin Short. Every time I see Martin Short, high energy.
Yeah, up for whatever.
Can't do enough to please you. He's funny. He gives it everything he's got. And the same thing with Dana Carvey, usually.
Steve Martin was pretty good.
Steve Martin actually put on the King Tut outfit for 10 seconds, which I thought was pretty cool of him to do that. I would like to have seen the return of Two Wild and Crazy Guys with the fat Dan Aykroyd as opposed to the skinny Dan Aykroyd. Hey, Mark, thank you for the call.
All right, have a good day.
All right, we got to take another. Shoot, I got to take another break, don't I? Sorry, everybody. Call us. Hey, call us right after the news because Colin doesn't jump in here till 4:30. We'll have a lot of time to talk. Mathena Heating and Cooling. Do you think the app can say that in like Japanese or something? Should I try it?
Oh, sure. I bet it can.
I doubt that it can. Let's see. What languages do I have in here? German. Let's go with that. We'll try that. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Matheny erwärmen und abkühlen.
Ah, Matheny erwärmen und abkühlen.
Matheny 加熱と冷却.
There's Matheny, and was that Chinese or Japanese? Now, we are all inclusive. We don't discriminate. What we're doing here is including all our audience, because all of you listening, if you speak Japanese, Chinese, you all have heat and cooling. And in any language, Matheny, let me repeat it for you again. How do I make it repeat? I don't know. Call Matheny Heating and Cooling today.
Rufen Matheny Heizen und